Homicide Solutions, June 2009, and this month we are going to talk about Sisley Generation in the traditional versus in a kind of more lucrative way. All farmers know, even me as a small-scale former farmer, that in order to harvest, we have to plant. And while planting alone doesn't guarantee plentiful harvest, not planting does guarantee full-scale famine and hardcore starving, unless someone, like the government with a distorted communist mindset, bails us out. Lead generation is pretty much the same. It doesn't guarantee abundance of clients right away, but if you don't do it, then you can land in very deep yogurt with no hope in hell to ever be able to climb out. The sad fact is that many IT companies choose this route because they mistakenly believe that they can save a small fortune if they skip marketing and skimp on the associated investments. And they are so everlastingly stupid that they regard marketing as an expense to be eliminated as opposed to an investment to be optimized for ROI. If I advertise in the local paper and a $1,000 advertising campaign brings in $5,000 every month like clockwork, then I just remortgage my home and invest all my money in that ad campaign because I know it'll give me a pretty consistent and predictable 400% return on investment. But no. Look at the typical IT companies. They ignore this avenue because they invest their money in their savings accounts at a mere 2%, or they have various other investments like including the stock market, where they invest in any and every company except their own. What does it tell you about confidence? But the main reason why they don't do it because they've done it once and burned their fingers. They got their ads designed by their teenage kids and written by their English major friends. Hey, Fred has a triple PhD in English. He must be a good writer. Yes, he must be a good writer, but to write what? Their ads miserably bomb and they claim advertising doesn't work in our industry. It's like, claiming that my car doesn't need engine oil. It's a special car with special engine. The last thing they admit that they were a bunch of idiots who violated every rule in the advertising rule books, and that caused their losses. Of course, contrary to its purpose, most people want to generate leads for instant sales, but that is just as retarded as trying to have sex on the first date. Yes, you can have it all on the first date, but people with those virtues are not the best candidates for repeat business. That is, the relationship won't escalate into a long-term, trust-based, romantic relationship. It will never go beyond the quick bonk in the haystack type relationship, and you will spend the rest of your life chasing new dates. And this is the problem with trying to generate instant sales. People don't buy when you are ready to sell. They buy when they are ready to buy. So let's see what's happening out there. Let's see why so many lead generating efforts miserably fail. And let's see why it's not the process fault, but the people who use it. So if we break it down to steps, step one, like creating a message and sending it out with the intent of generating some instant sales. Sending out can mean direct mail, postcard, email, fax, even cold calling, although I like to discourage people from doing it. Of course, your message is riddled with bragging about your company, service, and how desperately everyone with more than 2 brain cells needs your stuff. and we'll talk a bit later.